Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Automated Entrepreneur Podcast, where we seek to bring out the entrepreneur in you and help you create a lifestyle by design. Today, getting your money right. In business, everyone chases the next deal, but there is far too much focus, and therefore pressure, on pulling the next sale closer. This popular strategy approaches marketing entirely from the wrong direction. The best in business never pull or push. They patiently nurture the candidate, making the ultimate purchase more irresistible with each passing point of contact. Still, with the proper approach clarified, many proceed without clarifying a bigger issue. You have to get your money right. Billionaire Peter Thiel said, "The single-digit millionaire cannot even provide his family with proper defense in America, much less emergencies, divorces, business lawsuits, or kids going to college." What he's saying is, $1 million just isn't enough. The funny thing is, our parents taught us that if you have $1 million, you are rich beyond belief. But even with this financial philosophy, that amount remained elusive for them. Perhaps a portion of the blame can be assigned to their core beliefs with regards to money. For example, money is the root of all evil. We have all heard this statement. Interestingly, even though it became enmeshed into our common speak, it is actually inaccurate. The correct quote comes to us from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." The love, the unhealthy craving for money, out of balance with greater concerns in life, is what's wrong. Money is not evil, nor is it good. Money is merely a tool in the hands of its possessor. Money simply magnifies what is possible. Another misguided pearl: save your money. A saving mentality spewed forth from Depression-era survivors who became financially gun-shy when it came to risking their precious capital. So horrible was their experience that it forever altered their approach to money. And that philosophy was passed down through the next generations. Being disciplined to regularly save usually required paying closer attention to expenses, especially discretionary expenses, which boast sufficient merit. However, true savings is meant for dispersion on short-term goals. It cannot, by its very nature, create wealth. Those who are savings-minded work their whole lives for money. Investing is the process of buying an asset, typically with the money you have saved, with the expectation that your money will work to earn even more money over time. The foundation of building wealth is not just to save your money, it's putting your money to work so it grows faster than it could if you had just let it alone in a savings account. Investing can give your savings an extra boost to help make your goals easier to attain than just saving alone. In many cases, the growth that can come from investing is a key ingredient to making financial goals achievable. Those who are investment-minded have their money work for them. Let's do the math on $1 million. Consider someone who is 27 years of age and has just been gifted $1 million. With living expenses of $4,000 a month, that money would only last them 25 years. At age 52, they would be dead broke. Imagine having $1 million. You're not wealthy. You're worried. Even if you're 47 years old with $1 million, you're only okay until 62. And then you become a Walmart greeter. Now let's consider $10 million. If you're 27, you need to earn $40,000 a year, and you will reach $1 million in 25 years. If you earned $80,000 a year, you only need 12 and a half years to reach $1 million. If you earn $160,000 a year, it will only take you 6 years. Real wealth means never having to work for money, because your money makes more money. $10 million invested into an account which preserves your original capital, and therefore you cannot lose the original $10 million, needs only to earn an average of 10% a year. The working poor do not believe you can in fact average 10% interest in these times. These are the same people who save less than $3,000 a year, but don't bother to educate themselves about investing. Surely their priorities regarding increasing their financial IQ is naive. Pity. They will remain wage slaves their entire lives. And their children will likely inherit the same beliefs. At 10% a year, you would earn $1 million in interest annually. Even after an estimated $230,000 in taxes, you'd still enjoy a budget of approximately $770,000 every year. You have to do the math. You have to have the right target. The target is not the next close. It's not the dream car or the exotic vacation. It's freedom. Freedom from worry. Worry about the bills. Worry about job loss. Worry about the kids. Worry about COVID. Real freedom can be had. Real freedom comes from identifying the right target and looking at it every day. Real freedom comes from drafting the right plan with an expert who has accomplished what you haven't. Real freedom comes from hiring the right coach who teaches you step by step how to follow the map. Real freedom comes from the coach's team that delivers the right results monthly. They free up the time you waste by managing all your social media across not one or two, but 10 platforms, which creates omnipresence, massive lead generation, and passive income flows. Why are you wasting time chasing the next deal? Get your money right.